Oh man, it's been 2 years, but it feels great. I've been playing football my whole life, so it's nothing really new to me. It felt great to get out there though, with my new teammates and stuff like that. I feel like we're building a good family and a good culture over here at Michigan State, so felt really good to get out there with my brothers.
If you have questions, please direct them through the chat, please. Next question to McLean Moyberg, please. McLean, are you on? We'll go to Matt Charbonneau from Detroit News.
Hey Jane, sorry I missed the start of this, and I don't mean to have you rehash a lot of stuff, but I can imagine the turnovers were frustrating, mixed in with a lot of other good production. Can you just kind of go overall what the day was like for you finally getting to play, and just some of the difficulties you had early? Was it maybe trying to make too much happen, or just kind of bad luck a little bit, or how would you?
It's not even that. I mean, I just gotta do my job, and when there's a crowd around me, I gotta protect the ball with two hands. That's what they preach us in practice, and Coach Tucker also preached us next play. When stuff like that happens, you gotta move on. You can't keep that in your head and let that affect you on the next play or drive. So.
What about all the positives? A lot of good things from you today too.
Yeah, there was a lot of good things. I mean, that's all about the process. Coach Tuck preaches about work hard every day. Look at the little things and work hard every day in practice. Focus on that day, focus on the task at hand. And that's how you get the job done.
Next question is from Jim Comperoni from Spartan Met.
Hey, Jaden, tell me about that 50-yard touchdown play that you had. How did that develop, and what did you see as it progressed?
I just went out to the flat. Saw a defender in front of me. Coach Hawkins preached that you can't get tackled by the first man, so broke the tackle and hit the sideline, just used speed and got into the end zone.
In your last touchdown, you guys were trying to make a late comeback. It looked like Rocky put the ball in a nice spot, and you high-pointed the ball. That was pretty good coverage. I'm not
That was just very good ball placement by Rocky. He put it in a place where I could make a play. He gave me a chance, and that's how it happened.
you feel like you can build off this working with Rocky as your quarterback, having gotten your feet wet today?
Oh, 100%. You're always better. Like, starting off, you're always going to get better than your first game, because you find the little things that you need to correct and critique. So we're going to be much better next week as a whole.
We'll go to Kyle Austin from M Live next.
Jaden, I think it's fair to say you're probably a bit of an unknown for a lot of people going in today, probably Rutgers included. You probably going forward, I would think you're going to be a little bit more of a focus for opposing defenses. What's kind of your mindset going into that, and how do you continue to be successful knowing
My
that,
only
people have seen what
mindset,
you can do?
yeah, my only mindset is fixing up the little things, ball security, because they're gonna target me on that as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be a target. They're gonna tell them rip the ball when they get to me, if they can get to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm focused on things that's gonna make me better and be better against my next opponents. That's my main focus.